Week 2, Day 4. Marks of a Follower. In the sports world, teams are distinguished by a variety of things. Their name, colors, and mascot all set them apart from other teams. The Rams are a professional football team in Los Angeles that wear blue and yellow and have a ram as their mascot. By listing these marks, we have distinguished one NFL team from 31 others. Just as there are marks of a player who belongs to a specific team, there are marks of a disciple who belongs to Jesus. These marks distinguish someone who is committed to Christ, believes he is the Son of God, and is learning to imitate him from someone who follows a different God, or maybe just believes that Jesus is Lord, without it having any impact on their life. There is a huge difference between believing Jesus existed as a significant person in history and following him as your resurrected king. There are at least three marks that help us recognize a follower of Jesus. They come from the way Jesus described his followers and are qualities found to some degree in all his disciples. Only Jesus has them fully. So for the rest of his followers, these marks will be a work in progress. These three distinguishing characteristics are truth, love, and fruit. Let us look at each of these qualities. 1. The mark of truth. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:31-32. One of the wonderful things about Jesus' teaching is that he always spoke truth. Today we are confronted with all kinds of information and teaching that is simply untrue. Many people are misled by false information, false advertisements, and false teaching. Yet, when we look at Jesus, we find truth. Everything he said was truth. And those who follow his teaching discover he is the standard of truth and gives liberty to those who trust him. Truth establishes a standard. It is a rule in the court of law. When someone testifies in court before a judge, they swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If they willfully tell a lie, they are held liable for perjury, which could mean time in prison or major fines. Truth is also a standard for navigation. True north is an orientation that is locatable. Once one determines where north is, then all other directions can be established. Truth matters. A defining quality of a follower of Jesus is that they live by the truth of his teachings. The words of Jesus are the standard of living and the true north in life. What Jesus says about the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, judgment, and the mercy of God matters. Disciples of Jesus learn to live according to his truth, and they experience the freedom that follows. 2. The mark of love. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:34-35. Jesus most persistently taught and commanded his disciples to love. In Mark 12:30-31, he said every biblical command could be summed up by showing love for God and love for people. He wanted his followers to obey out of love, not fear. He wanted them to understand that God's love for them was like that of a father for his children. Therefore, we should learn to love and obey God as our Father. He also modeled how to genuinely love and care for the welfare of others. Jesus saw people with compassion. He was willing to cross all kinds of social, ethnic, religious, and economic barriers to show people his loving kindness. He talked with the poor, ate with sinners, and consistently took time to engage with anyone who crossed his path. In John 4, Jesus provides a great example of this in his interaction with the Samaritan woman. Most importantly, Jesus provided the greatest sacrifice by giving his life. As we will learn throughout our study, Jesus died for the sins of the world, which was the ultimate act of love. He loved people enough to die for them, and his love was a mark of Jesus, so it should be a mark of his disciples. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. It's worth pointing out that love isn't some ethereal, emotional quality that you can't quite nail down. It's actually quite practical. Jesus said if we love him, will obey his commands, John 14:15. His followers should become obedient to his commands because they love him. And as Jesus loved people, so his disciples should be marked by their love for one another. This is also incredibly practical and is displayed through our everyday actions in how we speak to and treat one another. See Paul's list in 1 Corinthians 13 for a sense of how tangible the love of others should be. 3. The mark of fruit. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John 15:8. The fruit of one's life are the words and actions we produce. For the follower of Jesus, our life must produce fruit that is consistent with Jesus' teachings and character. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5, 22-23. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Ephesians 5, 8-10. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, 9-11. Marks are important. They clarify what team we are on. For the disciple of Jesus, there will be at least 3 qualitative marks that should be on display in their lives: God's truth, his love, and fruit consistent with following him. We are all a work in progress. What matters is not necessarily how much you see these marks, but the fact that you are growing in them, or rather, that they are growing in you. For new disciples, God's truth and love are only beginning to make an impact. The fruit may not be quite ripe yet. For those who have been serving Christ for many years, their lives should more clearly reflect the fruit produced by God's truth and love. Reflect and apply. 1. How is the truth of Jesus' word your true north? How is his truth guiding you today? 2. How has God's love for you motivated you to love others? 3. What fruit has been produced in your life since following Jesus? Think about fruit in regard to your words and actions. 4. What fruit would you like God to produce more of in your life?